This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Before we talk more about that, let's just hear what all Mr. Madlala had to say on the registration process.
I'm here with Mr. Madlala, who is the head of students' accommodation. How are you doing today, Mr. Madlala?
I am well. How are you?
I am also good. So what is the process you'll have set out for resident registration?
So yes, the residence registration, as a student may know, it's usually an online registration. And what has happened this year, there's going to be, and the online registration has been opened for all students. So it's not categorized according to qualifications or departments. So we have anticipated an influx of students coming in. So what we have done, we have set dates. Let's say, for example, a department from agriculture or community extension should come for residence registration on a particular date, which is tomorrow, the Friday. So the residence registration has been categorized or has been scheduled in 5 stages. So what we have done, we have uploaded that information on a university webpage, so students should go and check their dates, when are they expected to come for residence registration.
Okay, so what are the working hours for the registration?
Yes, given the fact that there's going to be an influx, we have arranged for wardens to work extended hours. So from Monday to Thursday, they will work from 7 in the morning and the lunch in between, and at 7 to 7 in the evening. Friday, they will work also from 7 to 4. Saturday, they will be working as well from 7 to 2 o'clock. Sunday, they will be working as well from 7 to 12. What we are trying to do, we don't want to have a break where students will be sitting and not knowing where they will be allocated or when they will be allocated. So we want to try to speed up and catch up with the online registration that has been open to students.
Okay, thank you. So what procedure should students follow once they've been financially cleared?
So once they are financially cleared, then that will mean they can go and register. They can, log in into their student enabler, register their academic modules. And once they've registered that, then the next step will be to look for student accommodation. So what we have done, we've said all those students that had applied for accommodation earlier this year, that they would be allocated as per their application that they made. So once they've registered academically, they'll then have to wait for their specific date to see when should they go for residence registration. I must mention that in order to control the influx of students, the wardens will only assist students as per the schedule that we have provided.
Thank you very much. I'm Biluentle from MUT Radio.
Well, I did have that talk with Mr. Madlala, and for now I will be giving you the dates, as he did mention that now they are going to be separate dates for each course. So tomorrow, Friday the 25th, these are the departments who will be registering: Department of Agriculture, Department of Community Extension, Department of Electrical Engineering, Department of Mechanical Engineering. Yeah, so those are the departments who will be registering tomorrow.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.